This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is Dukes and Bill talking to the folks down here at the Boat Show. We got a winner, man, with our cornhole. And, man, this guy was killing it.
Yeah, the dude Hayden, who looks like Paul Skeens from the Pirates.
Yes, he does.
I was like, dude, your girlfriend's hot. But, so this guy just got it done. So tickets for the big game tomorrow night at Mercedes-Benz.
All right, man. Last night, news broke during the game. Ice Trey, this chapter has ended in Atlanta. He is traded to the Wizards. We know now, C.J. McCollum. The bottom line, guys, is this is more about Trey and this franchise and where it goes than it is about the pieces we've received in return. Look, I think C.J. McCollum's really good. Crispert.
Right.
Yes, I don't think he's here for the long
term.
Don't
worry about getting his name right because he won't be here that long.
I don't feel that way either, Mike. I think, you know, again, these deals have to work from a salary standpoint. The numbers have to line up. But at the end of the day, you know, C.J. McCollum is still a solid vet. He'll come in here and do what's asked.
Right.
I thought he was really complimentary of the Wizards, by the way, on his way out, was asked about how the organization's being run. And he said, look, ownership here and the general manager did everything they told me they were going to do, and they're moving in the right direction. Problem is, Mike, they're young, and they're not winning a lot of games. So that's the situation Trey's going to. But let's talk about Trey's tenure here with the Hawks. Because now that it's official, now that it's over, how are we looking back at this and saying, all right, this guy came in and he was supposed to change the franchise. Did he?
I mean, two ways of looking at it. You want to say untapped potential, because Trey is a bunch of records that Trey's name is attached to. Milestones, how quickly he got to this or that.
Sure.
You know, assists, points, all the things, that, you know, all the metrics you'd want with a point guard. But then you brought it up yesterday, you know, did you have enough physicality and toughness and defense-minded players around him? Because you had to take the good with the bad. Trey, for all the great things he does, and we all know the great things he does, he is a liability defensively. And it's funny, I saw, who was it, Jason Williams, White Chocolate, was talking about it today, going, they say the same thing about me. I was working my butt off. I just, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, as far as playing defense. But now Trey goes to a place where, if we're honest, it's going to be a bit, you're almost a step, you're looking up at the Hawks, you know, a few steps back, you know, as they change things around. Now, they got a lot of cap space. They got great picks. Maybe they get the pick and roll with Sar going and see where it goes. And people now will root for Trey, and we'll see where Trey and Luka go in their different destinations, and people will compare the Hawks. A lot of pressure now on Antsi Salle to go make this work, and I think even more pressure on Quinn Snyder. But real quick, you asked the legacy. They never added the pieces when they should have around him, and they made mistakes in the roster building. The DeJounte Murray thing comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, look, were we better with him or without him? The answer is we were better with him. We were relevant, and it is not solely Trey's fault that relevancy faded after the 21 season, and we went through 3 years of play-in and mediocrity.
Right.
That's not on him. It's not on him. And some people say, yeah, what about the coaches, though, man? He got the coaches fired. Okay. Did he have some input into that? Yes. Lloyd Pierce, absolutely. Nate McMillan, sure. But I also feel like you didn't invest the way Mike thought, you know, talks right about investing. So my thing with this, man, is, look, Trey had some amazing moments here. Some incredible shots, some game winners, Mike, some huge nights, and big-time playoff performances.
Right.
I can't take that away from him. But at the end of the day, this isn't Dominique. This isn't that. And as good as he was, and look, the numbers speak for themselves. I told you the other day, we're talking about, you know, third NBA high-scoring, you know, assist average
right
in the league. And his career is far from over. But I don't think it's the Dominique, you know, scenario. And so with that said, is he the second best player in franchise history behind Dominique? Yeah, I'm willing to say that. But I also think, Mike, that we underachieved during his tenure. And some of that fell on his shoulders because of how he was supposed to lift the team up and in many cases carry them. And he couldn't do it.
Now, you know, we said when Travis Schlenk started to build this thing, we thought it was going to be Golden State East or a version of Golden State. You never got that consistent other splash brother. You never had that kind of Draymond Green toughness in the front court. You know, you never went and spent money to go get a guy like Iguodala who helped them that the initial run for championships for Golden State. I mean, it was basically they ran it back with the same squad. You know, it was Trey, Herter, Capella, Bogey, Gallinari, and John Collins. John Collins was needed more lead in his butt. You know, got pushed around, was an inconsistent three-point shooter. You know, you needed to move, I thought, in hindsight, move Collins when there was a better value there, improve the front court, and get guys like, remember Lou Williams, you needed more scoring off the bench, too. And I think they just didn't invest with, they gave Herter their contract, and then they let him go. Remember that? They got him off the books. So it's almost like there was no consistent message. Are we going to get into – do you have to get into some layer of salary cap to make this team a sustainable champion? And we'll never know. And then the DeJounte Murray thing was stupid. Now, the one thing about Trey is, look, if Nate flies to Oklahoma City and asks you what you think about this, don't say you're going to live with this and do it and then don't do it. And as you pointed out years ago, two ball-dominant point guards can't coexist. So that was a stupid idea from we put Wrestler's son, right, and Landry Fields and company.
Yeah, look, stars need help.
Schlenk wouldn't do it. That's why part of the reason Schlenk was got.
No, you don't give up three first-round picks for anybody unless their name in their prime.
Right.
In their prime is Steph, LeBron.
Right.
Like Giannis. I mean, like seriously, I'm not giving up three first-round picks for very few guys, and they have to be in their prime. With that said, mistakes were made in the front office. Not all Trey's fault. But, man, I will say this. I miss his swag. Because he had it, and he'd bust a three on your ass and let you know about it, and he'd hit a game winner and let you know, Mike, and say what you want, Atlanta. Nobody was taking those bows at the Garden
right.
prior to Trae Young. So there are a lot of things that I'm going to miss about his makeup, but now I want to see Jalen Johnson and whether or not he's going to become a legitimate star in this league. I want to see if Quinn Snyder can really coach this group up and improve the group in a way, Mike, where, you know, hey, we're better without Trey on the floor. Well, show us.
Right. I mean,
show us.
That's what I want to know. I mean, McCollum is here in the short term, you know, and we may – the Anthony Davis thing, both of you and I are kind of lukewarm on that because what are the odds Anthony Davis comes in here and he wears a suit, you know, for the rest of his time in Atlanta? So I'm still not sold on that. But we will have more of a defensive posture. The good news is you got Trey off the books if you feel that Trey is, again, the die is cast, he doesn't fit.
Well, you can go make a play right. for a legitimate star with the money now
right.
that you're not paying.
And the good news is we still hold on to those picks.
Yes.
And that could be transformative. We may get our next generation point guard.
Absolutely.
You know, with that Pelicans pick.
What do you guys think, man? 404-726-0929. I know many of you were shocked. Some of you were at the game last night. I had friends at the game, people that, you know, work with the network were like, yo, what do you know? Nothing. And then it all went down and Trey left and he came back. It was a weird kind of deal at the game simply because once you got word that he was traded, everybody's like, well, what's he doing? What is he doing here? Either way, Trey Young, thank you for your time in Atlanta. I'll be the first to say you made us better. You made us relevant. And people wanted to watch our team because of Trey Young. And I know many of you think that he's not all that. I'm here to tell you, I've traveled around the league. He is a star. There are kids waiting at the bus, Mike, to get his autograph. There are people at the hotel who want to see Trey. There are kids on the road who go to see Trey Young. So he's not maybe in your eyes a superstar. And we debated right. this.
Is he a star or a superstar?
But he's a star, man. And there is something to be said about having a guy like that that people want to go see play.
Now, again, all the stuff you saw, you know, like the clickbait on the internet, I don't know. Look, is he a prickly personality at times? Yeah, a lot of
Absolutely.
Basketball plus star athletes are in any sport, in any walk of life. But it's just – if you are looking at the big picture, now, okay. If you feel that Trey got wronged by the Hawks, let's go see what you do with the Wizards. And you know, all that stuff that was that clickbait nonsense we talked about, why doesn't he get the respect? The All-Star teams, why don't his peers feel as warm and fuzzy about him as Atlanta Hawks fans do? Don't know.
Don't know.
But now it's a clean slate and like a divorce, probably better for both parties.
Yeah, and let me say this, too, in regard to Trey. Mike's been saying this, you know, for weeks now. Two things can be true. All the things I just said about him are absolutely true. But the other part is he a true leader? Is he the guy that can lead a team and guys truly want to go out, Mike, and play with him? For the 8 years he was here, you know, we heard consistently, guys don't want to play with him. Guys don't want to play. And I don't know if that was true.
And then Nickeil Alexander-Walker says he came here partly because of
Trey.
Right.
I mean, so this is like one of those misnomers where you go, and that's why, Trey, we play that soundbite, state your source. Because when people say, oh, man, nobody wants to go there and play with him. Okay, so what's the deal? So I don't know if that's, you know, 50% true, 60% true, but we heard it nonstop
state
throughout his tenure here about guys, oh, well, we ain't going to get that guy because he don't want to play with Trey. Okay.
But here's the thing, you know, as we said, Trey was, Carl just touched on it, he was on the cusp of superstardom to be the next Steph Curry.
Yes.
But they just, again, the team never got, see, you got to be on the stage. You got to be on that stage to be that superstar. I mean, why do we talk about Ant-Man now, right? Why do we talk about, you know, all the guys in Oklahoma City, right? Because they're on that stage. You know, that's, you know, Tyrese Halliburton's on a bigger stage.
Yep.
You know, he got to play in the, as he said, he was the victory cigar in the Olympics, right? But again, they're going farther and higher in the playoffs. Jay just hit us up on Twitter. Follow us. He's put him up. C-Dukes on Mike Bell, ATL. He goes, apparently the league doesn't value Trey like some fans in Atlanta do. He's just not the guy everyone wishes he was. He's an undersized and ball-dominant guard. It didn't translate to wins.
This is true.
Roster might not be his fault, but either way, he's not it. Now, again, the trade value diminished, and the only place that would give him that extension is the Wizards.
Yeah.
That's another part of it. There wasn't like he had five teams calling the Hawks, we want Trae Young.
So here's what's funny about that. And, Jay, you're not wrong. What those value evaluations are, though, are from teams. Team evaluations and what fan evaluations are different. It's why you and your boy argue all the time. It's why you fuss with family about a particular player. League evaluations, you're absolutely right. There are numerous teams who feel the same way you do about undersized and ball dominant. Can we really win with them? But I asked you guys this question last week. If you sat at a conference table with the Hawks and said, can we win big with Trae Young? And the answer is no, you need to trade him, which is what they've done. But I will also say this, Mike. 2021, it would have never happened. He was too hot. He goes on that run. What if the Hawks came out and said, hey, we're trading Trae Young? You telling me five or six teams wouldn't have been in on that?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah. It's all about the timing.
It's the timing. It has nothing to do with whether you think he's a good player or if he can or can't play. He's as hot as fish grease in 2021. And if we ended the season and all of a sudden the franchise said, guess what, we're willing to trade Trae Young, I'm telling you there would have been a bidding war.
Right.
But now franchise has been down. We've been in the play-in. He has not played well with others at times. He's hurt. Oh, he ain't got no trade value. Okay.
It's just, as we said, two things to be true. He's everything we've talked about. Now, again, he's got a chance to reinvent himself. You know, and there's I got a kick out of it. Look, I've talked about this when Dominique got traded. There's people who still talk about it, that are still in their feels about that. The stupidest trade the Hawks ever made.
It should be.
Because, you know, they were, correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, they were first place when that went down.
They were.
And that was the year Michael was playing baseball. So you could have had it, you know, because the Celtics' bird's back was Jack. You know, you could have been there, Carl. That was the dumbest thing they've ever done. But Neek did more than Trey ever did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's also true. And I get it. Trey's your guy, but it's not Neek.
Yeah. Neek had legendary battles on the playoffs, and he also had arguably the best slam dunk contest in the history of the NBA. Hands down.
I think the Hawks only missed the playoffs 4 years out of his 12 his or tenure. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a dog, man. All right. We're coming back. We've got to get to our strong arm story of the day. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're live at the Atlanta Boat Show. It's Dukes and Bell.
If you got any more questions about that, then you can talk to somebody else about it. That's all I got to say about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.